This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Svetlana Lakova, the historian, author of The Spy Who Changed History, Story of the Soviet Union Stealing America's Top Secrets, and also the author of Spygate Exposed, looking at, from Svetlana Lakova's point of view, the story we know as Russiagate. I go now to the next. Svetlana learns of these allegations swirling around her. This is springtime 2017. An article has appeared in the Guardian newspaper, which is long associated with labor and the left in Britain, in the suggestion that Svetlana Lakova at Cambridge University, an historian, compiling the book that I just mentioned about the spy who changed history, is linked, my word, linked to the GRU. The linkage is not obvious, and it's just suggested by The Guardian on the 1st of April. The next day, however, the Daily Telegraph, a newspaper associated with the Conservatives, the Tory Telegraph is its affectionate title, publishes an article by Robert Mendick. Cambridge University dragged into row over Donald Trump's ex-spy chiefs linked to Russia. There's a photograph of Svetlana, a large face photograph of Svetlana, and then this lead paragraph. Everything you want in the Profumo scandal in this lead paragraph. A Cambridge University intelligence group, whose members include a glamorous Russian student, has been dragged into the escalating row over the Trump campaign's potential links to the Kremlin. Svetlana, there it is. On the 2nd of April, 2017, in the very popular Tory Telegraph for all of Europe, and we read it here in America as well, you were accused of being a glamorous Russian student with links to the GRU. Do you recall your thoughts following the upset of April 1st, your thoughts when you read the lead paragraph in the Telegraph? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, apart from being harassed by various media reporters, my actually primary job at that point was dealing with a two-month-old baby, as well as having a deadline, which I was working very hard towards, which is finishing my first book for HarperCollins, which is based on years of archival research. So as you can imagine, neither did I feel particularly glamorous, nor, of course, am I linked in any shape or form to GRU. My only reaction was, frankly, of disbelief on one level because, you know, of course, the allegations are so laughable on its face. But on the other hand, it was getting quite concerning at that point because these attacks, these media attacks keep coming at me from all these directions from, you know, top newspapers in the country. And I didn't appreciate being portrayed in the middle of this whole Russia investigation as some kind of a security threat for the country.
The news that day and the day before was that Michael Flynn, the decorated war hero and ex-director of the DIA and for a number of days the National Security Advisor, resigning in early February, that Michael Flynn had asked for immunity from the investigation then organizing itself in Congress. He'd asked for immunity before Congress. That was the news the day before. Now, asking for immunity is not about being guilty or hiding anything. It's asking for the Congress's investigation not to be linked to criminal or civil charges. Asking for immunity is straightforward when you believe Congress could be coming after you in a partisan fashion. That was, in fact, the case at the time. However, when this story appeared about the glamorous Russian student linked to Michael Flynn, the allegation was made, Svetlana, that Michael Flynn had not cleared your name or your identity with security before he attended the dinner in February of 2014. You have mentioned before, and I want you to mention again, I believe that dinner list was entirely cleared with security. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. Is that correct?
That's correct. So the dinner, just to remind your listeners, is General Flynn in 2014 was the head of Defense Intelligence, U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency under President Obama. So he was, you know, the head of military intelligence of most powerful country in the world. And he was on a trip accompanied by his DIA detail, attaches or whatever you want to call them, in a trip around England, work trip. And one of the things he did is he gave a presentation about DIA at the University of Cambridge, of which I was a member. And afterwards, there was this dinner at Cambridge University so it wasn't, you know, some sort of, you know, restaurant or anything like that, right? The dinner took place at the lodge, master's lodge of the Master of Magdalen College in Cambridge, who was Richard Dearlove, who was the master of Cambridge College, Cambridge's Magdalen College.
And Sir Richard Dearlove was the retired head of MI6, which is the CIA of the United Kingdom. Please continue.
Correct. Correct. Yes. And sorry, the college was Pembroke. And Richard Dearlove personally invited Michael Flynn to this dinner. And the dinner invitations were sent to a selected group of people. So the reason I was invited is because I was considered by my superiors at the university as a talented researcher and that the DIA would be interested in my history, documents, and research. And so what happened is those people who were invited, there were only 12 of us to that dinner, had to submit our names in advance to the DIA. And presumably there would have been security checks run on each of us because otherwise you wouldn't have been at the dinner. And then at the dinner, General Flynn was accompanied by his U.S. security guys, and presumably there would have been people from UK security as well, but at the very least, Richard Dearlove was there, actually sitting next to me. And afterwards, General Flynn left the dinner surrounded by his detail. That's it.
Right. Okay, now we go to May 12th. BBC. The headline, "A Russian Honey Trap for General Flynn, Not Me, ... by Gordon Carrera, security correspondent, BBC News." And the lead paragraph, "When Svetlana Lakova saw the internet light up with suggestions she was a Russian spy, she initially thought it was a joke. But the Russian-born academic soon found herself, in her words, collateral damage in the controversy surrounding the Trump administration and the swirl of allegations about Russian espionage." That paragraph sounds innocent enough. However, it followed that headline, "A Russian Honey Trap for General Flynn?" Question mark. Svetlana, you're an historian of security and spying and espionage. What is a honey trap?
So honey trap is a term where, usually women, attractive women, are sent by an adversary nation's intelligence agency, and those women, again, usually it's women, they are to attract some powerful men under the pretenses of being interested in them romantically. And then usually that's for the purpose of stealing secrets or blackmailing those who fall under the charms of those honey traps. So honey being obviously something which is, you know, sweet and romantic, but actually ends up to bite you afterwards.
Yes. So what we have here is to recover. In the middle of December, Svetlana learns that she's in some fashion caught up in the investigation of Russian interference in the U.S. election that may have maybe an explanation for why Donald Trump won in 2016. She learns this in the middle of December, and she's told by her thesis advisor, by her mentor at Cambridge, a professor named Christopher Andrew, not to worry about it. It's going to go away. It's a terrible mistake. In February and March, she's contacted by major journalists, global scale, all dealing with security matters, big names. in major newspapers in the U.S. and in the United Kingdom. Again, she says there's nothing to this, to the journalists she talks to. And she doesn't talk to all of them because they're heaped upon her and she doesn't know why. In March and April, again, she's told not to worry about it, that this will go away, although the linkage to the GRU seems like the story is getting very strange. Now, in May, you're told that you're innocent by the BBC, but the headline suggests you're not, because it suggests with a question mark, Russian honey trap. Svetlana, you're experiencing all this, as you say, with your child and your husband. You're experiencing all this. Did you think it would stop at some point? That they would all stop this linkage, this romantic idea of you, and just go away?
Well, at that point, I began to wonder, because it was all coming from, you know, across the Atlantic. So we had Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, as you mentioned, all the major publications. Then we had all these publications in London, top publications. And then we had all of those social media people. And they started, the atmosphere became more and more heated in terms of allegations, you know, faced against me. And people started looking up my address online. And it obviously didn't help that my picture, you know, was printed by all these newspapers with my name. And so it resulted in, you know, people, literally, reporters, you know, going door to door, you know, with my picture and asking people like my neighbors, you know, about basically me being this Russian spy and representing this, you know, threat. And it really, and I started getting calls from even, you know, friends and like asking like what's going on, and people started showing concerns. So it sort of deteriorated into, you know, there is no smoke, you know, without fire, because why all this reports? And obviously all I could tell people is I'm not, you know, Russian or GRU agent. I'm not romantically linked to any US or other spy masters. None of it is true. But then people were asking, like, so why are these stories being printed all the time? And it got quite dangerous, because I started obviously with my photograph, my name and my home address and other and university address being revealed. I started getting, you know, mail in the post with threats, and it started becoming very dangerous. So I frankly didn't know what to do, because it looked like no matter what I said, which is the truth, which is this is all not true, and nobody listened, nobody cared. You know, I would say, for example, I didn't sit next to General Flynn. Here is a photograph from the dinner. They ignore it. I would say I didn't leave the General Flynn dinner with him. He left with his security detail. I left with my family. People ignore it. And it looked like at that point that maybe it will never stop, and it became very dangerous for me.
On the 17th of May, 2017, 5 days after the BBC story uses the term Russian honey trap, by virtue of the authority vested in me as acting attorney general, in order to discharge my responsibility to provide supervision and management of the Department of Justice and to ensure a full and thorough investigation of the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election, I hereby order as follows. Robert S. Mueller III is appointed to serve as special counsel for the United States Department of Justice. Signed, Rod Rosenstein, acting attorney general. All the allegations, all the fairy tale making up, all the colorful details, GRU, glamorous, the business about it being honey trap, now disappears behind closed doors as the Mueller investigation begins. Of Russiagate. This is CBS. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.